Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. The kids and I have been home from London for approximately 2 years now, and my ex-husband's visits are becoming fewer and farther between. So you can imagine my surprise when he suddenly says he wants to take our sons on a 2-week vacation. This is the story. I call it Me Time. Here we go. Me Time. The boys and I have been home from London for approximately 2 years now. They are 9 and 7 years old. My ex-husband, who still lives there, by the way, called yesterday and told me that he and his girlfriend would like to take our sons on a 2-week vacation. I am not happy about this. I really don't have a good reason to feel this way, so I'll be honest. I just don't want to share them. I call my lawyer. She tells me that per our agreement, he's entitled to liberal and reasonable visitation. Debbie, she says, this is reasonable. Let them go without argument. So the next time he calls, we discuss the summer schedule and choose the first 2 weeks of August as their vacation time. School ends and summer begins. The boys go to camp through the last week of July, and then we have a few days to relax together before their vacation. Pickup day arrives. The boys are packed and ready to go on time. My ex and his girlfriend are late. When they finally get here, I stay pleasant to keep stress to a minimum. The kids and I have never been apart from one another for more than a few days. I give them hugs goodbye. And then, because I can't help myself, I tell him to be sure to keep an eye on them at the beach. They're not strong swimmers. He answers me, I'm not an idiot. I know that. Okay, I say. I just didn't want you to come home without them and tell me you thought they were better swimmers. And please remember the sunblock. I hug them each again, wish them a fun time, and then watch them get into his car. They drive away. I close the door and begin to cry. Once I feel under control, I call my mom. She invites me for dinner and gives me a big hug when I walk in the door. They'll be back, she says. In the meantime, try and enjoy the break. You can come and go as you please, no responsibilities. It'll be good for you. Don't let your feelings for him get in the way of taking advantage of this time. You have a wonderful boyfriend who I'm sure would enjoy some extra attention. You have some house projects you've been wanting to do. Now's the time to do them. Just try and relax. I'll try, I answer. After dinner, I go home. It feels so quiet, I begin to cry again. As I get into bed, I turn on my side and put my hand under the pillow. I feel something that's not usually there. I turn on the light. It's a note, a very special note, and it's from my younger son. It says, I love you, Mom, and I'll miss you. I cry some more, but at least this time I'm smiling. Well, the 2 weeks go by fairly quickly. I spend lots of time with my boyfriend. I get most of my house projects done. I sleep late and relax. But most importantly, I learn not to let my feelings towards my ex-husband get in the way of wonderful experiences for my children and some very well-deserved me time for me. So I have 3 comments about this story. 1. In retrospect, I admit that telling my ex-husband to watch the boys closely on the beach was probably not necessary. 2. It's a good thing I learned to enjoy the breaks when my kids were away, because this turns out to be the first of many vacations for them with their dad and his wife. He marries this girlfriend about 4 months later. And 3. Yes, I still have the note from my younger son that I found under my pillow that night. I hope you like my story. If so, please share with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review and subscribe.
New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Next week's story is called My Ex Gets Married. Everything changes after my ex remarries, and it's a huge adjustment for all of us. Follow me on Instagram at DebsMM61. That's DebsMM, as in memorable moments, 61. My husband drew all the pictures. Each and every story has its own picture. Support my podcast and help spread the word by using a mug, a keychain, or another item with my logo on it. They're available at my website, DebsMM61.com, where you can also learn more about me and check out the Dancing Debbie. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for me time is called Only Forward by Roman Senek Music. I found it at Pixabay. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro-outro music is by Michael Puri Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Deb's Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.